James Hall, and welcome to Restoring Heroes, real biblical manhood in a counterfeit world, and empowered by the War Cry Podcast Network. Woo! All right, look here. I got a whole lot to say in a little bit of time, so I need you to keep your ears open and your eyes peeled, or your eyes peeled and your ears open. One or the other, you get the gist. All right, so today, men always lead. Men always lead. Or patriarchy inescapable. Patriarchy inescapable. So, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, after the likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creepy thing that creeps on the earth." Men always lead. I said men, not mankind or human or insert some other hip term there. I repeat, for those in the back plugging their ears, screeching, I don't want to hear it. Men always lead. This truth is inescapable. Here's some proof. In the media, there are six major companies. Out of all of the companies, most, if not all, their CEOs are men. There's a list below. National Amusement has a man CEO. Disney has a male CEO. Time Warner, Comcast, News Corp, Sony, Facebook, Twitter, Google, Apple, Microsoft, and Amazon. That means that on your flat screens, phones, and computers is in some way connected to men. Yep, that means when Blue's Clues has a drag queen sing a song, or some young boy stumbles upon porn searching for a picture of his favorite superhero, or when a young lady contemplates suicide because of a social media post, or if Mickey Mouse explains to Goofy about the LGBTQRS Mousecatool in the clubhouse that makes you walk funny, a man is involved in some level. Why? Because, like Michael Foster says, you can't escape the patriarchy. Let me explain. Patriarchy is a social system in which father is the head of the family. To put it simply, father rule. This is something that can't be avoided because it is built in the very nature of man by God, the Creator. As we as men are created to lead, that means we lead, or rather we intend to or not. Our passivity or our action can direct the course of our nation. The question is, where are you leading? Tales of Two Kingdoms. Listen to this. The Bible records that the children of Israel were split into two different kingdoms, northern and southern. The southern kingdom, Israel, was led by kings who went after false gods. So the people followed their king. And the word of the Lord came to Jehu, the son of Hanani, against Baasha, saying, "Since I exalted you out of the dust and made you a leader over my people Israel, and you have walked in the way of Jeroboam and have made my people Israel sin, provoking me to anger with their sins, behold, I will utterly sweep away Baasha and his house. And I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat." 1 Kings 16:1-3. So let's think about the world split up in two kingdoms, the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. The kingdom of light, which is led by the living God, the living Holy Father, the lesser kingdom of darkness, which is influenced by Satan. Let's go back to the media companies we talked about earlier, right? Do you wonder why there's so much sin being promoted as product and entertainment? Well, it's because the men in charge of the outlets are submitted to the kingdom of darkness. So they will promote and advocate for evil. They praise and worship demons and cause those under their influence to do the same. Evil men will lead people to do evil. And you can see the evil patriarchy at work, can't you? You can see it at work. The father of lies leads his people to destruction. This is the patriarchy that the world calls toxic masculinity. The type of patriarchy that the feminist blogs write about and, you know, the Supergirl villains are made of. However, there is a greater kingdom. The world flourishes when men submit to God. The way of the Holy Father leads to beauty. Under this patriarchy, families, churches, communities blossom. When things are done God's way, blessings follow. Since the beginning of creation, men were created to lead. Father role is ingrained in the very fabric of mankind. Children need and women crave godly patriarchy. Let me say it again. Children need and women crave godly patriarchy. If you don't lead, the evil patriarchy will. Let me hit you with this scripture. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Men, if you have not been leading well, repent. You're not lost. There's repentance on the other side. And if you want to read this whole blog in entirety, check out herostuffbro.com. And the blog is called Patriarchy Inescapable. Check that out. Check out YouTube page. Hero Stuff Bro. I mean, not Hero Stuff Bro. Restoring Heroes Project on YouTube. Hero Stuff Bro on Twitter. Hero Stuff Bro on Instagram. And I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to this short podcast. And that's all I got to say about that, heroes. Until next time, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, and be strong out there.